Part A, Directions. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and four possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
One. Hello, I'd like to book a table for Tuesday evening.
I'm sorry, we are fully reserved for that evening. There's a birthday party. Would you consider another day?
In that case, let's make it Wednesday evening at 6.
Okay.
Shoot. No wonder it's no cooler than outside. You turned the air conditioner off.
Something went wrong with it, but I've called someone, and they're on the way.
Thank God.
You can use the electric fan here. At least you can catch a breeze.
Three. Everybody's saying that we'll be getting a new manager.
Oh, why? The current one hasn't been in his post that long.
I know, but it's all to do with a new business strategy the board wants to introduce. Four. Are you coming to the restaurant with us, Judy?
I'm sorry, I can't. I've got a splitting headache.
Oh, is there anything I can do?
No, it's okay. I've taken the medicine, and I'll just stay in and lie down.
Five. I still remember those good old days when people took pride in their work and built things to last.
Absolutely. Look at the things built nowadays.
You're lucky if they don't fall apart before you get them home.
Six. I am going to look at new cars tomorrow. Why don't you come along?
I'd like to, but I don't want to be tempted.
I am sure you could get a good deal.
Yes, but I can barely afford a new car right now.
Seven. What do you think of Frank?
He's all right, but he seems to have no backbone.
Why do you say that?
Whenever things get tough, he gives in.
Eight. John, thank you for organizing yesterday's trip to the seaside for the old folk.
They all seemed to enjoy it, didn't they?
Certainly. I don't think you could have done it better.
Thank you. But there was still room for improvement. 9. I was locked in last night.
What do you mean by locked in?
Well, my roommate thought I was out, so when he left, he locked the door from the outside.
Then how did you get out?
I called my neighbor and gave him the key from the inside.
Ten. Wait, Tom. Don't start painting the ceiling now. Your glasses will be spoiled.
You mean I must take them off?
No, you don't have to. Just press the plastic wrap on them and you can still see.
Part B. Directions. You will hear four dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear the recording only once.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following interview with the manager of a company that turns garbage into new products.
Mr. Johnson, when did you know you wanted to start your business?
My family settled down in Canada in 1986, where a lot of my friends' parents had successful businesses. It seemed so cool. So in high school, I became interested in business.
How did you finance your company?
We've raised our money from some friends. We're finally profitable. I own 6% of the company. All employees can get stock options.
What aspects of your life are green?
I'm only mildly green. I don't drive. I'm a huge biker. I crossed Canada on my bike.
What's the biggest mistake you've made?
We're always doing something wrong, but that's what allows us to learn and grow. When we first started out, we did all the manufacturing ourselves, but that was a mistake. Now we work with contract manufacturers. We provide the raw materials, the product development, and the design. They provide the manufacturing skills and pay us a licensing fee.
Was it tough to negotiate partnerships with large companies?
It was easy because it's such a great win for them. With big companies, if you create something that solves a problem, like what to do with tons of garbage, they'll make it happen. Questions 14 to 17 are based on part of a job interview.
Okay, Mr. Wong, let's get started. Could you tell me a bit about yourself?
Certainly. I took a science degree in physics. But I didn't want to stay in that field, so I took a master's degree in marketing.
I see. And since then, you've been working for a design company?
Right. With Magna Design for 3 years now. I think it's time to move on.
Why do you think so?
Well, it's been a very interesting 3 years, and I've learned a lot. But it's a very small company, and I'm looking for more of a challenge.
So you think we can offer you that?
I hope so. Certainly the job of International Marketing Director seems to be what I'm looking for. As you can see from my application, I can speak English, Japanese, and a bit of German.
Yes, that could be useful to us. Do you think you have enough experience for this post? After all, you have only 3 years of marketing behind you.
I know that doesn't seem like much, but I was playing a leading role with Magna Design. It is a small company, so I was given a lot of responsibility.
Such as?
I was in charge of developing a marketing plan for the company.
That sounds very impressive.
Questions 18 to 21 are based on a conversation between two classmates.
Well, what did Edward want anyway?
Oh, he wanted to know if he could borrow my notes from Monday's chemistry class. He's worried about the exam we have on Friday morning, and he's hoping I'll rescue him by letting him get a copy of my notes. I told him no, but he wouldn't let it drop.
Well, it's none of my business, but why are you so upset about it? I think it's normal to ask someone to borrow their notes if you have to miss a class. That's the responsible thing to do. He probably asked you because he knows you're one of the strongest students in class. Besides, aren't you and he friends?
Yeah, we're friends, and I don't have any problem helping people who need to miss class. I let you borrow my notes before the last exam, didn't I? Well, yeah, and I've had to get help from other people before. But I happen to know that Edward missed class last week because he went to a concert with a friend. Not because he was sick or anything like that. Who would spend so much time on his notes so other people can go have fun? Questions 22 to 25 are based on a radio program about coffee vacations.
Good evening. This is Miss Know-All. For today's program, we have Mr. Brian Smith, a travel agent. Mr. Smith, you have some exciting vacations to recommend, don't you?
Yes, coffee vacations. Coffee has come a long way since it was sold in cans. But many coffee drinkers still haven't recognized that a good cup of coffee should be treated like fine wine, rolled on the tongue and slowly enjoyed. For developing your passion for coffee, what is better than taking a holiday devoted to this wonderful bean?
Our listeners must be interested, but where can they go?
They have several choices. The 12-day tour of the coffee birthplace in Ethiopia explores the living history of coffee. It's $1,988 per person. Or they can go to the 7-day coffee house tour in Italy. That's $1,800 per person. There's also a 9-day Women in Coffee tour in Peru. making stops at female-owned coffee farms. $1,895 per person.
These are all long vacations. Do you have a shorter one for a weekend or so?
Hawaii will be the perfect choice. Each of its 5 major islands sponsors coffee events, from the annual Kona Festival to a scenic coffee farm driving tour. Just 2 days, $100 per person.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.